this year is not only so important for Purim, it's really important every Shabbos and throughout the year. And that is talking about using printed Eder Megillahs, which we'll start out with. We'll finish with printed Haftarahs. When we read Haftarah, I remember I was in Philadelphia, and Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky got a new Yeshaya, a cloth. He was so excited. He was like, ah, someone had donated a new Navi. Because in Yeshiva Philadelphia, they only read with cloth. Haftarah, you got you call it for Haftarah. You have the cloth, that's for you, and you also...
The Gra.
Oh, for sure, the Gra. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, I'll get to his opinion later on. He was the Rav of the Gra, essentially,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. But we're going to start with Megillah. So we'll start as advertised. We're going to do a lot of Mar Mekoymus tonight. I'm going to call on everyone. So you better be ready. See how everyone's geography and history is. All right, so the Gemara says in Megillah, Yud Chesem and Aleph. The Gemara says, it's the one... to third very wide line. The third very wide line on Megillah Yud Chesem and Aleph. Zak the Gemara Karal Pelo Yatzis. So the Mishnah had said, if you read the Megillah by by heart, you do not fulfill your obligations. Which means you have to read the Megillah's Esther from a Megillah, not only Megillah. The Gemara will then discuss that what's a kosher Megillah. It has to be a kosher Megillah. But where do we see that if you read Megillah Baal Peh, you do not fulfill your obligation? Minalan Amarava Asya Zechira Zechira. We have a Xerashavak Zechira. Ksiv Halkat says over here in Megillas Esther Vayamailin is Karim that these days will be remembered. Viksiv Hasam, and we say over there. Kasav Zoy Zikaram Basefer. What is that talking about, by the way? We just read this. Everyone should know it's Baal Peh. I heard this three readings on Shabbos. Mm-hmm. What's Sefer? To remember Amalek, right? Parsha Zachar.
Yeah.
So Katzav Zaychem Besefer, Ma'alahalan Besefer. Just like over there, you have to read the Parsha Amalek with a Sefer Torah, with a Sefer Avkam Besefer. So to here, but Megillah, you can only read it through with a Sefer. Frak the Gemara, ask the Gemara, Mimai, how do you know Dehai Zechira Kriyahi? How do you know that Zachor by Zechiras Amalek means you have to read it by a Sefer? Dilma Yom Ba'alma, right? Maybe you just have to look at it. Means, okay, maybe you need to look at a Sefer. Everyone will look at the Sefer and stare at it and think about the mitzvah of Amalek. Lo Sakadaita Zachor Yachob, a lady can do of Zachor, the language of Zachor could be by her heart. Kshu'aymer lo tishkach, it says lo tishkach and not pasuk over there, and to remember the Torah, it talks about how shichas lev. So what's zachar? Zachar means a pass. So says the Gemara, you see that just like Ba'amalach, you need a zechira b'peh from a sefer Torah, which we did this past Shabbos, right? Should Pais can bring down that why is all everyone have to come on Parsha Zachar be very makbet to hear? Just take a chumash, take a siddur, think about it, because the mitzvah zechira Ba'amalach is to read it from a kosher sefer Torah. What fact that we do it before Purim? That's a tekanas derabanan, and that they decide to put that before Purim. But there's a mitzvah zechiras Amalek is sefer Torah bepeh to articulate it. So too to be yaitz the mitzvah Megillah, you need to have it from a sefer. Now we're going to discuss what kind of sefer, because we learn it from Amalek, and Amalek is coming from a kosher sefer Torah. Says the Rambam, Maimonides. Where are we? This is a Rambam Beis Tes. Ein Kaisvin is a Megillah. Should only write a Megillah. And this is the source of this Gemara we just learned in Megillah. Ein Kaisvin is a Megillah. Ele Bidyo has to be with the Kasher ink. Al HaGvil, or Al HaKlaf. On a Gvil or Al HaKlaf, a Sefer HaTorah, just like a Sefer HaTorah. How does the Rambam know that a Megillah should be like a Sefer HaTorah? This Gemara, I'm just coming from the Gemara I just learned. The mitzvah zechir, so it has kis sefer Torah. Right? The exact, this halacha that we should write a Megillah, kosher, like we write a sefer Torah. There will be kulos, which the Gemara will afterwards learn a Megillah, as far as a Megillah which should not buy a sefer Torah. The Tor, Yaakov ben Asher, Torah in Taf Reish Tzadi Beis says, what happens if you don't have a Kashrut Megillah? Okay, this I every year someone calls me up. This they have to be on a plane. They're supposed to make it here, and they're stuck somewhere. Wednesday night, you know, their wife is giving birth in the hospital, and they can't leave the hospital. But Mitzvah, not by you. Right. I don't get nervous, right? But the wife's in the hospital. They don't have a Megillah. They have a Chumash, maybe. They have the Megillah's Esther. They have something, you know. What do they do, right? So the Torah says, Vim ein Megillah Kshera. If you don't have a Megillah Kshera, Yesh Matirin L'Kroisa V'Chumash. There are those who matter to Kora the Megillah with a Chumash. K'da Amrli Yin Lulav, Sheyaitse B'Yavish. With a Lulav, even though something is very Yavish, tried out Lulav. You could be Yaitse B'Shasat Chak, the Zalbazach. Same thing by a Megillah. Says Maran Beit Yosef, Beit Cairo, in the Beit Yosef, if you don't know Megillah Kasher, you can read it from the Chumash. Kach Kasev HaRokeach. Who's the Rokeach? Who's the Rokeach? He was close to Czechoslovakia. Not that far. Germany. It's really close. Abelezer Rokeach from Worms was from the Chassidi Ashkenaz with Rabbi Huda Chassid. So the Rokeach and the Orchis Chaim. Orchis Chaim. So the Ar Melunil. Near the Varchala. Not only could you read from a Chumash, state the Orchis Chaim and the Rokeach. Can make a bracha. The Im Loikain. My Matirin. You want to read from a Chumash? You need the Torah to tell you to read it from a Chumash? If you're stuck in a hospital, you know nothing else. Is it also to read from a Chumash? Any problems there? Survey says, what do you need the Torah to tell you to read? It's mutter to read from a Chumash. If anyone wants to know, you can read a Chumash. Go into the shul, you can read a Chumash. Open a Megillah Esther and read it. What do you need the Torah? Yesh Matirin. It's not Yesh Mitzvah, Yesh Matirin. So they say, it must be, the basic says it must be the Torah is talking about, you can even make a bracha. Now, we saw the Rambam that says it has to be a Sefer Torah, which is a Pasha of the Gemara. Right? But all of a sudden, the Beis Yosef understands the Torah. You can even make a bracha. Team Loiken, what in the world of Matirin are we talking about here? Okay? The Bach, Shmuel knows who the Bach is. Who's the Bach, Shmuel?
The Real Circus.
Real Circus. Where is he from?
Prague?
Prague. No, or not everyone's from Prague.
Poland.
That's a good guess. Okay, yes, Krakow. Yeah. It's actually buried there behind the Ramos Synagogue. You can go there on your home. I was zeichet to have been there by the Bach's kever. You can't go. So the Bach sees his Beis Yosef, sees his Torah, and he says, he also quotes the Rambam, he knows the Gemara, this is what they're talking about over here. He says that this is only talking about Mionir Mairi. What are they talking about, the Beis Yosef and the Torah? B'chumashin, it was not a Chumash like Art Scroll. Right, Art Scroll has problems, which we'll see, which we'll learn tonight, which are much more fundamental than this. But it's not a Chumash like Mikros Gedolos, whatever it is. Right? which is for sure not good. It's talking about a Chumash, that's a Beglila, it's a Chumash. She made, like I say, a Torah, right? But it's puzzle. There's psulim in the Megillah, and you have no kosher Megillahs. That's what it's talking about. Just like the Rambam holds in Shas Adchak, if you are at a place, right? You're in Tahoe, and you went with a minion from a Yidden. Don't just go for Shabbos. Go with a minion, and you bring a Sefer Torah. Life is good, right? You bring some good kosher food. All of a sudden, you'll be safe for Torah on Shabbos, and you're in the first five sukkim. It's possible. Can't believe it. You're in the middle of nowhere. No Sefer Torah. What do you do? I didn't go, by the way, so don't ask me. I'm not there. I gotta be prepared. You know, there's no texting, right? Just in case. Mavish. See, now for this, he brings two Sefer Torah. I'm not gonna say they're both possible, but let's say he only brought one. They didn't invite you, Yecheskel. You weren't smart to bring two, right? It's not close. So what do you do? So Ram says, you can read, if you have nothing else to read, you can read it with the Sefer Torah Psula.
With a bracha.
With a bracha, yeah. With a bracha. Sivu Kufnem Gimel Rambam says that. But he says, but our, the box is after this Tama, just like a Megillah, same thing. It's a kosher Megillah, it was a real Megillah, just it was Hapsulim. It was a puzzle, that's about it. But Chumasim Shalanu, Shem Bekutresim Ksu Mishnei Avrem. First of all, it's on both sides of the page, right? It's on both sides of the page. Vikosha came with Sifri Edfush. He says that was their handwritten ones. Certainly, if you have printed materials, right? The Bach lived in the 16th century, late 16th, early 17th century. The printing must have been around for over 100 years, right? It's printed. That, and the Torah says, V'nichta b'sefer, you have to write it in a sefer. Davar pashut hu, she'ein yaitzin, ba? It's, you're not yaitze, reading from a sefer. If you're saying a bracha, you get a big fat zero. They have like a kira al pet, it's like you're reading al pet, which the Gemara says you're not yaitze. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah said you're not yaitze. V'afilo b'shas atzchak, d'lo'ef sher be'achar, even if you have nothing else, right? Eim evarach. You should not make a bracha on this. You're not yaitze with it. Stay in the Bach.
Huh?
Who does the Torah call for Yesh Matirin? He's according the Orchas Chaim. That's what the Beis Yosef says. That the Beis Yosef tells you it's the Orchas Chaim.
Okay.
And the Rokeach. Who's the Rokeach again? Who's the Rokeach? Elazar, me worms, right?
So it's okay if the Torah, but not okay Meila?
No, it's what the Rambams hold. It's on a kosher sefer Torah.
Yeah.
If it's puzzle, it's still puzzle. You can make a bracha on it. If you have nothing else, if you have nothing, you don't have another sefer Torah in the Aron. Right here, we would do something else. We would take another kosher sefer Torah. But if you have nothing else, you're stuck in Tahoe. You're on a trip, and you have nothing else.
This wouldn't work.
Right. Hey. So today, Shkoyach, Gideon has not only does he have it's a kosher cloth on Samsung.
No, Nexus.
iPhone. I don't want to get you on tape. I don't want to get you in trouble over here, right? This is not from a safer. This is like, and this guy that can be from. You can say it's a kosher Megillah on here, right? It's the Ksava Megillah, right? But you're not reading it from a safer. That would be Kara Al Peh. You'd be reading Al Peh. You'd be or be Yotzei at all. Yeah.
It's a question of Gemara. I mean, it says in the Gemara it says Al Peh. It doesn't. It says it was a Gezer Shava from Amalek, but it says Bapeh, it says that you shouldn't see it in your head.
That's what Gemara throws out. That was a Havim, you know.
Yeah, it says you shouldn't see it in your head, but it says that you should
read it from a Sefer.
The Lashon is Bapeh, it says you see means you have to verbally hide. Why do we know that verbally means it needs to be Sefer?
No, because that's it's just telling you when it says Zecher, it says Zecher, it's by a Sefer. Because it's Pasuk said by Amalek, the cost of a Sefer. And should be Zakha to the Sefer. By a Malach, you see it's by a Sefer. So Zechira, Zechir tells you it's Bepeh. And the Sefer on Malach tells you that you're a Sefer by Megillah. That's how the Gemara there in Megillah says. Yeah, Klar?
Yeah.
God, so on this Nakuda, on this point, the Chavetz Chaim. Shall I choose the Chavetz Chaim?
Mayor Kahana. Not Mayor Kahana, Rabbi Kahana. But isn't his name?
They'd be proud of you in Beit El and Chevron, but no. No. Rabbi Yisrael Meir HaKohen Kagan. You probably read his work a thousand times.
He's close, but.
Yeah, you should memorize his name.
Kagan.
Kagan, right. Okay. Kahana would be very flattered to be called the Chavetz Chaim. I mean, anyone would be. Okay, so says the Mechaber, right? Mechaber, let's go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, "In a Megillah Kshera." This is halacha lemais now. Let's say you don't have Megillah Kshera. Okay. Koyrim al peh. Koyrim asa b'lo upechomesh lo bracha. That's upechomesh lo bracha. On this, the Mishabura says, "The davku ka'asa chomesh begilila." We're talking about a chomesh. Like the Bach. Mishmur sounds like the Bach. It has to be. We're not talking about a Chumash. It's a Megillah, which is a Pasul Megillah. Shalanu, our Chumash, right? Our Chumashim, Lekuli Alma Lo Yaitse. Everyone holds, you're not Yaitse. Quotes the Bach and the Magen Avram that if you read Megillah from our Chumash or from your I'll be in Talmud Kafsos Nexus. right? You're not yotzei. You get a big fat zero. You have a mitzvah, the different kabbalahs we discussed last week, a chiv to hear make your law and to hear make your law, and you get nothing. Zero. I mean, it doesn't mean it's nothing. Zero. That's what the Mishmur says. The Prima Gadim says to Roy Gambazer, even with this, it's kedai to read it without a bracha. Shloi tishkach teres megillah. Even though you do not get the mitzvah, you'll read the whole Megillah. Right? You will read the whole Megillah. But you shouldn't forget Teres Megillah, even though you won't get the mitzvah at all. And the Jewish on the side, it brings like a sefer Torah. It says, let's say you're in a place, now you're in Tahu, right? And somebody was supposed to come, somebody from Facebook, basically those people, right? And bring a sefer Torah, and he didn't show up. Didn't have directions, he didn't have ways, right? So he doesn't show up. You don't have a sefer Torah. Now you're in Tahu, you have a whole million of people. You have no Sefer Torah, b'chlal, on Shabbos Kodesh. There you do. So the place says, if you're a place you don't have a Sefer Torah, you should read with a Chumash B'loi Bracha. You should read the whole Parsha. B'chush B'loi Bracha. Even though you're not yet to create a Torah that way. Why? Says the Mechaber over there. K'dei shlo tishkach Torah, it's Kriya, you shouldn't be a Torah, it's Kriya. Same thing with Aras Minim, if you don't have a Kasha Aras Minim, you should shake it without a Bracha. K'dei shlo tishkach. The Aruch HaShulchan says, and here there's an extra reason to read it. B'chumash shalano, even though you do not fulfill the mitzvah, k'dei lizkor es hanes, to remind yourself I'm proud about the nes. You won't be yotzei to the mitzvah, kriyas megillah without a kasha megillah, which is why it's all important to get the shul. Right? But at least or zechir es hanes, and the Chavetz Chaim in Sefer Machane Yisrael. Do you guys know why the Chavetz? Who's the Chavetz Chaim in charge?
Mayor Kagan.
Mayor who?
Kagan.
There you go. So Mayor Kagan, Chavetz Chaim, Olav Hashalom. Here, Chavetz Chaim was a tzaddik hador. He wrote Tzvarim for everyone needed. He wrote a book called Machane Yisrael for the soldiers in the Russian army. Right? For the soldiers in the Russian army who could be stuck. So he said, also there, if you're in the Russian army, first of all, you'd be lucky to eat kosher food. Let alone something that, it's not like the Tzahal. There's no one reading Megillah. And the Tzahal, they go from place to place through Megillah. They aren't letting you read Megillah, you know? Yeah. This is not the Tzahal. They didn't hear Megillah. So he said, the Chavetz Chaim wrote to them, he says, if you can't hear Kasha Megillah, you couldn't get off the base, you couldn't get whatever, at least read the Chumash, you shouldn't be mazke the nes of Purim on Purim. Okay? But you see clearly, according to this Paiskin, you cannot be yotzei at all. Says the Gemara in Gitin. Everyone should know this, Baal Peh, who learned Daf Yomi, this should be old stuff already. You learned this already a couple of weeks ago, not that long ago. Says the Gemara, we're in Samach Chaman Aleph,
60a.
Well, you also have 20. Keep it. Don't look it up. It's a valuable commodity. We'll get to. We're gonna get to 20 also. It's also on the agenda. Says the Gemara, getting Samach Chaman Aleph. Now it's by the Bach Aleph, right by the Bach Aleph. Now that we know the Bach is from Krakow, thanks to Shmuel. By the Bach Aleph, Rabba and Rabbi Yosef. Where's Rabbi Yeshiva? Okay. Rabba Rabbi Yosef. Hey, you got it. Rabba Rabbi Yosef. The Amar Tavayu. Okay. Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, who were the Rosh Yeshiva Pumbadisa, one after another, they both say, Hai Sefer Aftarta. Now, the Tuzas written on the side says, Sefer Aftarta, if you look at it, he says, it was, actually, we have an Aftarta in the shul. It's a book of only the Haftaras. It's a book of Haftaras. That's what Aftarta is. It's just a Sefer, now, that has only the Haftaras. Now, Pasha's here telling a cloth, which has only the Haftaras. So, I mentioned of Shmuel Kamenetsky in the beginning when he got this Yeshaya in the yeshiva. He was so happy. How many prokhm is Yeshaya?
60.
Close. 63. Right. So, 63 prokhm. How many psukkim of that 63 prokhm? How many prokhm do you think you read? Yeshaya is the most read, by the way. Navi, for Rav Teres. 3 prokhm, Sacha Kol. You have a whole Sefer Torah, a whole Navi. For, you know, how many, okay, maybe more, a little, I mean, total 3 to 5 prokhm, let's say, of Yeshaya. So you have 63 prokhm of Yeshaya. and you get, and the yeshivas are getting it for wife or after, no one's opening a cloth to read Yeshaya, right? You know, so what, so for that you have to put out 63 prokem. Just put the haftarahs in order, one after another after, put it in a cloth. That's a safe haftar. That's what Tosfos Rid says. So Rav Yosef says, in Koran, after I say for haftar to ask the mikra of Shabbos, you can't refer to Shabbos. My time off to lenit and lekatav. It's not something that's supposed to be written down, right? It's should have been written the whole Yeshaya. It should have been written the whole Yirmiyah. It should have been written the whole Daniel. And why in the world are you writing down parts? Well, actually, no haftar from Daniel, but the whole Micha. So why are you writing down all the small things? So you can't read it because it was not supposed to be written down. Marbar Ravashi. Now Marbar Ravashi is a seventh generation Amira. He's the second to last generations of the Amorayim. Right. Actually, Marbar Ravashi was one of the final editors of the Babylonian Talmud. We're talking at the end of the Talmudic period. So Marbar Ravashi Amar Matutli Nami Aser, even to go ahead and to carry it as Aser. Why you to carry this book of Haftarahs as Aser? The Halochazi Lemikribe, since you can't read it on Shabbos because you can't carry it, right? Whatever you can't read, whatever you can't use, whatever has no use, is Muksa. So Marbar Ravashi says, S is Muksa, it's Muksa. Avalayi, and the Gemara says, Nain, not true. Shari Latultulay, but it's permitted to move it, it's not Muksa. But no, you know why? Because Shari Labikribe. Because you can read it the Sefer of Tarta as well. To Rabbi Yechna, Rabbi Shimon Bay Lakish, Rabbi Yechna, Rabbi Shlakish. Ma'ayne Besifer Dagata Beshabta. They would look into the Sefer Agarata on Shabbos. I there too. You're not supposed to be writing down Gemaras, right? V'halonita and lehikatev. You're not supposed to write that down as well. Yet they moved it and touched it on Shabbos and read it on Shabbos. Kevan de lo yafsher, right? Because the Torah is going to be forgotten. This is already time of Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish. It's way before Ravina and Ravashi put down the Gemaras, by the way, right? Rabbi Yechonan is a generation after Rabbi Yehuda Nasi put down the Mishnah. Mm-hmm. Right, and Reish Lakish is his younger contemporary. So even then, they were writing down Agatas and reading it on Shabbos. You loaded the Tilatas. The Gemara says the same thing. The Gemara says in Gittin by writing down Shas, right? But the Mishnayos, Eis Lasu Slasha Mefarat Vasecha. Rashi says Meluchta Shismaya Talev. First of all, we're farther from Sinai, and of course we know that Be'yichon and Reish Lakish, they were under who?
The Romans,
right? They were living in Tiberius under the Romans, shortly before the news would be tired, right? It was not a simple time in Jewish history. So Esas Hashem, they went down too. So too here, says the Gemara. V'achinami came into Efsher because we don't have enough people to write all Sefer Yeshayas, all Sefer Yirmiyahs. If we don't write these Haftartas, we're not going to end up doing the Haftars. So Esas Hashem, for the that's the Gemara. In Gittin says, keep the Gittin around because we'll get back to it, as Judge pointed out. The Darchei Moshe, I just put it up, something, there's so many marble curses wrote down over here. The Darchei Moshe in Hilchos Shavuos, Simon Tavtzai says, he's talking about reading Megillas Rus. He says, I'm reading Masechus Seifrim, which is a Braisa, HaKar B'chomesh Megillas, B'varach Al Mikra Megillah. You can read, if you read a book of Megillas, it was just the Megillas. It wasn't part of, right? I feel ksuvim and ksuvim, even though it's not a separate Megillah, it's not its own Esther, it's not its own Shir Hashem, it's not its own Rus. Chen Kasev, the Maharil, Chen of Ves Magmanis, Hilchas Tishabav, Chen Aminug, to Lo Kamordechai, who says you can't make a bracha on such a thing. So it happens, if you're not doing this tonight, it's a discussion. We know we make a bracha Megillah Esther, do you make a bracha Megillah Rus? Do you make a bracha on Kohelas or Shir Hashem? These are discussions. There are opinions to make a bracha only if it's on a cloth, by the way. Right? We read Kohelas not with a cloth. Right? But if you read Megillas Kohelas, like really Megillas Rus, right? Then if it's on a cloth by itself, then there are those who say you to make a bracha. Why is that not so simple? Do you read Megillas Rus on Shavuos? Sfardim?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't. Because Sfardim don't do these things. You don't read Rus, you don't read Kohelas, you don't read Shir Hashem. It's not. Where is it? It's not in the Gemara. That's why. It's a Rama. Rama quotes all the sources. It's an Ashkenazi.
So why did we do it last week?
Because you're here. That's right. You were Ashkenazi. You. Yeah. Right, no longer will be Shiran. It will be Shaya. You know.
A few more years.
Right. Yeah, you're no more gebrachs. That's it. No more kidneys. I mean, that's fine. You should follow. You. So on a serious note, it's not a Gemara. It's not a Gemara. It's a minhag. So who says in the world you can do a bracha on a minhag? So the discussion whether you can do it, but the only discussion is if you're using Megillah. Has to be a kashrut Megillah. And the Rama says, by the way, that kashrut Megillah doesn't have to be a Megillah source by itself. Maybe even if you have a set of five Megillahs, all in kashrut cloth, all at Sazaman, all together, that would be enough. Okay. Lamaisa, there's a Taisus in Shabbos. I'm not going to do this right now. Kuf Tes Vav. Actually, I'll say briefly. I don't want it anyways. I'll say it. Isis brings down in the middle over here, based on the Gemara we learned in Yudchas and Megillah and the Rama's Shita as well, that by Megillah's Esther, it's different. It has to be written b'sefer on a cloth with dio in Ashuris and correct halacha because of the Gezeirah Shavah zechir with a sefer. Megillah's Esther is different. So Taisus distinguishes between Megillah's Esther and the Haftarahs, like the Gemara says in Shab in Kitin, that you can have Haftarta. You just take selections, Haftarah selections of the Nevi'im, and you can be Yoitz with that. You cannot do that with Megillah's Esther for a separate reason because of the Gezer Shava of Zechira. Okay. Now, if I would have lived 500 years ago, say, 930, let's go home, boys. Pashat Halacha, right? By Megillah's Esther, you gotta have a Kasher Sefer Torah. On a Megillah, on its own Megillah, with a cloth. If you don't have that, so if it's still a kosher Megillah and cloth, the Bach set, the basis in the Torah brought down, just in the Chak, if you have nothing else, stuck in Tahoe, you can rely on the Orchas Chaim, and you can rely on the Rokeach to make a bracha. But not be on a Megillah, on a book, you know, or nothing like that, right? It'll be all over. Right, that may be like a zechira ba'alma, like you do with a sefer Torah. If you'd be stuck somewhere without a sefer Torah on Shabbos, you read the chumash, but you get no mitzvah. That's clear, right? If you don't read out of a kasher megillah, you get no mitzvah. You can't read it in Esther in the plane. You can't read in Esther in a book. You can't take a Nexus nor a Galaxy nor an iPhone. I practice for that. I usually say Q phone, right, or a Universe, right? A Nexus. I'll say Lexus. Anyone. Do you know what that is, by the way? Does anyone know Lexus Nexus is? Does anybody know? Judge, you know what that is, right? To be a lawyer to know that. It's game over, okay? What about, that won't work, your little toy there. But let's say you took that and you printed it out. Or you took a Megillah and you have the exact... It looks like a kosher Megillah, and you have a printing press. What about a printing press?
Photocopy.
I don't want to go with the photocopy right now. Let's do a printing press, because the printing press is much better. You actually print the letters.
And
the
cloth?
Printing press. Okay.
Printing. Take it and you print letters. Right? Is that kosher?
On a cloth? On a cloth or on a piece of
anything. Well, for a cloth or anything. For in general, what is printing considered a ksiva? It's a kosher.
Oh, well, I was going to say for Torah, but already lying on Zachar Zachar. It's already, burning it, it's a Sefer Torah.
You mean it's ink going on, it's just that so John is putting it on, it's a machine.
Yeah, let's say
who says... Printing, we said before that, doesn't make any sense for the Torah.
Sizor Siyad.
Because but we said it has to be a safer. We said it's not a safer. Let me ask you a question. What makes it not a safer? Let's say if it's kosher ink. I'm going to go a lot farther shortly. Let's say if kosher ink and you have cloth and you have a press, bracious, and it goes down to the death of Moshe. Who said? Yeah, everyone's assuming something over here.
You should have kavana
when you're writing the Megillah. You should have kavana.
Do you
eat machine matzah? What? Machine matzah on Pesach?
Yes. Do you have kavana when you throw the machine?
But you do the bracha. Shmiras
matzah? When you do the bracha with...
You can.
If they have
the, what do you mean? Shmuel Salant ate machine matzah to say there.
Pure machine matzah.
Rabbi Yaakov, the Rabbanon called her Mishimata. Say the Riss was all melted Mishimata. They say the Makbid. I eat ham matzah. That's my grandparents do it. The rest of Pesach, I have Mishim matzah, Shmir matzah, Mishim matzah. Your tefillin, I'm going to guarantee you at least some of your tefillin is made by machines. It depends on what you spent. But they take a machine and they press it l'shma. You have Iba B'yad, you spent at least 1,500 in tefillin. If you didn't spend 1,500, you could assume your machine made your tefillin, that needs to be l'shma. Okay? So, l'shma, if you hold you can't do a machine, there are those who hold that way, by the way. But you're in for a big surprise. And many good daily oilam, well, when you turn on the machine for your matzahs, or you push them, it's one thing. Lashma, you can have lashma. Who says you can't? You turn on the switch, you had lashma. Okay, so what's the start of the sugya? Judge, you still have the gittin? I didn't want you to feel like you lost by bringing it. No loss. 28.
I think it was a separate Torah. It was like the whole time you're writing it, you have to have a pen. It's not just a pushing a button.
So you turn the button, the whole time it's printing, it's having lishma. It's very easy. There's no sofer saying lishma, lishma, lishma. They're not doing that. They have in mind, they're writing a sefer Torah. So that's what lishma is. As long as they have that in mind. You know, if they're not saying they're lishma, they're writing, let's say that.
The same guy who's writing it.
When Gansky, you know, when Gansky said last year, writing mezuzos, the man didn't budge. He was doing the sefer last year. Anyone see him when he was here? I never saw something like this. The guy sat like this and didn't budge. I don't think he even moved. You know, like he didn't get the whole day. He didn't eat. He didn't drink. It's like he was not saying Lishma the whole time. He was focusing on the letters. But before he started, he said L'shem, Ksivas, Mezuzah. You know, he had in mind. So, says the Gemara. Very, very important Gemara, by the way, in general. 28. Now, here we're talking about getting actually. One of the nice things that we leave with moving on Sunday to the community, it's a big schos of a mile here, and a person who writes gets Gavaldik, you know, real Makam Torah. You know, I get Baal Mekzaya. So he writes gets. Actually, he writes gets for the whole Bay Area. He had been trained the past few years. And I actually got to give him some business, unfortunately. Not for the shul, thank God. There's all kinds of halachas. So now we're talking about writing gets. We're going to get it right now. So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanon, we're in 28. Judge, you got 28 here in front of you.
What's the first level in the Rabbanon?
You want to tell me it's where on 28?
Tana Rabbanon. You can't find it? It's about 6/9 down the page.
6/9.
2/3. Seeing how your mathematical skills. It's right next to Bach. Hey.
First word is Alma.
Hey.
First word is Alma, over here. Alma, okay. First word.
Like Alma, like Minnesota, you know, turns to Alma.
Okay.
Tanur Abraham and our sages taught us, V'chotzov, you gotta write a Megillah, V'lo chokok, you can't engrave it. Memra, Frakta Gemara, does this mean to say the Chakichal engravings, Lav Ksivahi, right? It's not Ksiva, V'remini, we have a brace in that way. Evan Shigatza. An eved, a servant. Now we know that a get, when you learn getin, right? There's two types of this. Get shechur, a get that frees an eved, as a get that frees your wife, right? So an eved that goes out with a get, second, let me put this over here. Can look for that alma, yeah. So an eved she also b'ksav, shalgabi tavlo pinchas. He goes out with a get shechur, a get which frees him. Either on a board or on a merchant's paper, whatever, a merchant's block. Yatzel Cheres, he goes free. It was engraved on it. Avalo Velo B'Ksav. Sha'agabi Kippa, but not Ksav, which is on a woman's hat, on Duchtri, her ornament, right? Because that wasn't engraved, that wasn't like this. So Amr Ula, says the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas, Lokasha, we're talking about two different types of engraving. Hachak Toichas. Chachak Yerecha. So Chachak Toichas is here. Imagine it says see this Aleph. Let's say I threw a bunch of ink and I scratched out the Aleph from around it, and you have an Aleph. That's Chachak Toichas. That's not kosher. Chak Yerech is an engraved. Take a chisel and you engrave it in. That's Chak Yerech. That's okay. So Chak Yerech, you want to go ahead and engrave for a tefri and ever to write a get. You can engrave it into a piece of wood, right? As a gitech, you can engrave that in. You can't throw a bunch of ink and then make the letters out of that ink. You can't just chisel away the ink or in order to make the letters. Or, if you have the wood, you can't chisel around the letter, and the letter's formed by chiseling around. You can engrave, that's chak yerechas, you can't do chak toichas. Okay, that's what Gemara says. In fact, the Gemara, ask the Gemara, toichas loy, you can't do chak toichas. V'remini lo akasso shokeh ala baylet, kedin reiz, I was talking about the tzitz now, what's the tzitz? The thing the Kohen wore, Kodesh La Hashem, right? So that's called Ksiva. I'm just going to do a little bit more just to get the idea, and then we'll stop because it goes on and on. Boyle Kedin Rezav, right? It was stuck out like the Nevahad Rezav Toichas. It was Toichas. And yet, the Gemara will say it's still written, right? So the Gemara then says, no, this is also a form of Chak Yerechos. Where they formed the letters through by pushing it on the other side, right? Like it was so thin that since they were able to bang it from the back and like engrave it from the other side. Okay. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara is also very briefly a Gemara in Yuma. It talks about Ben Kam. So the Gemara talks about all people who got cursed for not teaching their traits and thing. The famous Gemara, so the Gemara says, Ben Kamser lo rat lamar ma'isek sav. He didn't want to teach about how to write. So Ben Kamser, and how did he write? He was cursed. The Gemara says, cursed for not teaching. Amar lov, shanaitel dal kolmosim. He took four quills at one time, right? He'd write a word of four letters. He'd write it at one time, right? And it was kosher. So Ben Kamser, he was such a talented person, he was able to write a whole word at once. What do you see from this Gemara? So you can write a word at one time, right? Pasha, he wrote up a Bas Achas. They actually curse him for not teaching them how to do this. The other people didn't teach Lacha Lapan. And the Gemara, the whole Gemara people, Shemi Shemi Rikov, for not teaching what they should have, for hiding their talents from the Tzibor, right? If you have a Koyach, you're if the Gemara says you have a beautiful voice and you don't sing for the tzibur, right? You don't want to use it. You're a brilliant person and you know whatever it is, any talent you have, that's really this Gemara. And it's actually Gemara in Yom Kippur, which is a reminder for Yom Kippur. You got to use your talents for Hashem. So Ben Kamser, but the point of it we need to know is Ben Kamser wrote what? You're pretty impressed, right? Going down, he was able to write a word with one hand. So when a printing press first comes out, anyone, where was the printing press created? Where did it come from? Where?
Germany, but then Gutenberg.
Yeah, right, Germany. That's actually how Martin Luther got his stuff out, very disseminated, like Bible. But what became known for the printing presses in the 16th century? Italy.
The Bible.
Huh?
Before that?
Well, yeah, the first printing things were the Bible, but Italy became the printing center. That's why the Sansino press was there. All the famous printing presses ended up being in Italy, okay? It's because of censorship. The Renaissance is going. The reason why, by the way, give a history lesson. Germany had no Renaissance at the time. Italy did. So if you wanted a free printing press, Italy was in the middle of the Renaissance. It's like, you know, Hashem, and Kol B'Shul Yisrael, you know, obviously the Shulchan Aruch got disseminated that way, and a million other things happened because of printing press. But Italy was the place you went to print because it's kind of like a tax-free zone today. You know, that's where you put your business. Italy was that. You could print and not get killed. In northern Italy, you went too far south, you had the church there. But so northern Italy, the northern Renaissance is going on, the printing press is booming there. So it's not surprising that the Menachem Azari Mipano was an Italian sage, the Maram Mipano, famous Kabbalist as well. Right, it's one of the first tshuvas in a printing press. Maram Mipano lived from 1548 to 1620. Says that actually, because I have a lot of Maram research, I'll try to get through many of them. So he says that it's Afila Isis Chakukas Binar Shal you're putting the letters on the Nair, and it's being written there without geo. Let's say the printing press would emblazon the letter in without ink. That would be chakirechas. That would be like engraving. The kasher begitei nashim for a get nashim. We say it's called a sefer. Uve shechure avadim for a get for an evan as well. We know that by sefer Torah by stam. This tomorrow stam and getim to like gitin. Not about stam. Stam is really a different story. Stam is sefer Torah tefillin. This is right. Shekol shumaisa begufa ois bin by ksiva has to be ksiva. And not a chakika at all. He says this may be even a maisa ksiva because they're not chiseling around. They're putting down a letter there on the thing. So he says says the Marmipano that it's he thinks it's a full fledged ksiva. You can call this a ksiva. That a printing press can be called ksiva. Okay. The Masa Spinyamin, who is a contemporary of his. Right, he says. Also, it's a ma'isik siva, right? And he says, you see a raya that you can do a ma'isik siva all at once. Where do you see that from? Ben Kamsar. He wrote a letter with one hand. So don't say that's a problem as far as a ma'isik siva. They had another contemporary, a little bit south, in Corfu. Anyone know where Corfu is?
Portugal, Spain.
That's Sardinia, maybe closer there. And Greece, right next to Greece, right?
Corfu.
Right, there's a the Marharshtam, Shmuel Medini. He's the same generation. He says, he has four reasons why you cannot call this anything in print is going to be kosher. Okay, he says, Hanir lahatir. Because I saw the Marmi Pano, the Masas Binyan. So I have four reasons it can't work. First of all, it needs a Maisik Siva, not Chakika. He says, and this printing press is not Siva, it's Chakika. It's like you're engraving it on there. Number two, he says, you need a Tzurisk Tama. Has to be the right, letters have to be the right way. You're not printing it that. The letters they were printing were like bold, you know, like today. They didn't have your little thing. They printed it like letter block letters. Third of all, he says, where do you ever see you can print it not on gevil or diftra on kosher cloth, printing on paper? And fourth, and he holds this the most important, and this goes to, I mean, whoever said this, can't be lishma. Marshtam holds it's not lishma. And this you cannot tell me. So Marshtam, by the way, to say. No machine matzahs, no machine tefillin, because he holds it. A machine can't have lishma. You can't have lishma with that. Right? It's not a ma'isi adam. There's no the machine doesn't have a brain, right? It's no lishma. So Rashtam, full force asers. Huh?
Not yet.
We're growing.
You're growing. Artificial intelligence will still have not have lishma. We'll talk about a different lecture. Mm-hmm. Different. What is lishma? You'll still need you to push the button. I don't care what it is. The Taz. You know this machlokes will continue to the next 100 years. So the next 100 years of the great Paiskim. So the Taz in Hilchos Sefer Torah says he quotes Masas Binyamin. And he says Avalafines Daiti Ein Trichon Lazeh. He holds Ksiva Mamish, printing Ksiva Mamish. The Ein Kan Chakika, the Mamish Doichala Eight Al Nair. If I write like this or I push it like this, what's the difference? It's ink, right? It's ink. Now I says to me, Kol Makom LeInin Get. By a Get, Vaday Ein Lasis Betfus. You shouldn't do it like this. You shouldn't write a Get like this. The Taz says. But he says, for Kedushas Sfarim, if you're going to tell me you're going to take a book, a Chumash, or a Gemara, and say it has no Kedusha, it's not really written, and throw it out, you're going to be Asa L'Tenesedin. And he doesn't say you could use it for a Sefer Torah. But he says you can't throw it out. Right? It has Kedusha in the Sefer. The Magen Avraham, who's his younger contemporary, quotes the Marami Pano as well. And he says, L'chayra, it's a ma'isik siv. It's actually, this is in Hilchas Tefillin. But he says, V'linia, for Tefillin, mezuzos is puzzle, right? Because for Tefillin and mezuzos, you have a din called, okay, Sidron, has to be in order, right? And you don't know that when you put it down, it's in order, right? It's not like another, Sefer Torah doesn't be in order, by the way. You can erase back in a Sefer Torah. You cannot erase back in Tefillin and mezuzos. Very important, by the way. That's why you need a good sefer by Tefillin Mezuzos. Because Tefillin Mezuzos is a kesedron, right? The Mezuzos has to be written every letter in order. So when you get to the Tefillin Mezuzos, you can't do that.
You can't correct the Mezuzos?
Not if it's a puzzle letter, no. If it's completely puzzle, you have to actually go back, erase till there, and start from there and go back. That's the written kesedron. Okay? That's actually the challenge of Tefillin Mezuzos and the writing. It's not so much to write. It has to be written kesedron. You can't do a kesedron. How you do the kesedron? So he says, and even by a get, really, perhaps it's kosher according to the way the Maharal Panobi says, lechatchila, you shouldn't do it this way. The Chavas Yair, and I'm not going to, he's very lengthy here, he flat out says, what are you talking? Like the Maharal's done, no way, Jose. Right? He didn't say no way, Jose, but he said that it has no, it's like chakika, it's not kesiva. Says the Chavas Yair, Rabbi Yair Bachrach, not good. Okay.
We do actually have some printers that print Cassidron.
Do you really?
Yeah, you do. The older ones. Yeah. Not matrix until later, brother.
So go boom, 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 boom. Like a typewriter. Yeah.
Go by line. Go by letter, I think.
Maybe they had a little thing that would spin.
Ah, spindle. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so that if that would be the case, then you could then it, that would take off that issue according to the Magen Avraham.
Whereby.
Now, it happens to be that our printing presses are not like this. In those days, it's kind of like went down. Today, it's like a roll, like a rolls, right? If you ever see a safer kaboko, it's like a roll.
Like a newspaper.
Right? Like a newspaper. Right? They just go beep, right? It's going through. So that actually is a Rishami. I didn't write it down, but I saw from Rav Yashav. Rishami says in Gidin, that it says v'kasav lo chakak, you have to write them a get, you can't engrave it. V'kasav lo yimatev ksav v'lo hashayfech. You can't throw the ink on there. You can't throw the ink on there. Now, I saw today Rav Yashav in Kaivet Shuvas, I'm not doing this. This is way beyond the scope of today. There's something called silk screen. This is a big fad. They're doing Megillahs. Actually, I know who the poisek who allow this is, and I don't really get what a silk screen does exactly. But something like the newspaper thing, it writes it in this quick fad, and it was very cheap to write a sefer Torah that way, to have a mezuzah this way, to have a Megillah this way. So he wrote this in Tav Shin Samach Gimel. This tshuva is 13 years ago. Okay. So he says, Huva b'fanai. Somebody brought for me a Megillas Esther, written on cloth, right? So the silk screen Sifrei Torah were on cloth, right? B'ksiva tama, of it, it was beautiful writing. L'fi'inir le'einayim, if you look at this Megillah, nichtav ayde uman mumcha, it was written by an expert cipher, because there had everything perfect, like all the chumras on this Megillah. Ulam, it was clear, it was not kesiva at all. It was on Hadfasas Mashi. It was this. I was preparing us to this, my Drosh of the Shabbos and the history of silk, right? The silk screen, somehow they use silk in a geo to write. Right? So I don't know the mechanisms of it, but it was a way they could get a perfect Megillah. It would be look in front of you, but it was a printed Megillah on cloth. Right? On cloth. So this is says about this. Now we saw that maybe Ksiva should be good, right? Discussion, right, by Ksiva, right? Besides all the negative things that can happen, starts doing this type of things. Yeshua done, but get the Rishami. The Rishami says it has to be Kasav. First of all, you have to be Kasav, And the way they print it is like the newspaper, it goes through. That's not a ksiva, right? Even though it looks, when it's done, it looks like, and then they gill it from the best sofer in Bnei Brak, like Kevin Fagan's Sefer Torah is going to be. Yeah, he's already a Sefer Torah now. Best sofer in Bnei Brak, right? The difference is the sofer in Bnei Brak is going to spend a year on the Sefer Torah, and the silkscreen, you can do it in 5 hours, you know? Just print the Sefer Torah, right? Beautiful, stunning. Right. So first of all, that's not ksiva, that's shayfech. That's like throwing the ink on the paper. A. V'chem is stam. And then on stam, you have another problem, says Yashav, of chisaroin b'kedushas haskaris. You're missing the kedusha of the names. You have to have v'hem psulim behechlet. You see, all the megillas are psulim behechlet. V'asurim l'shtamash v'matzisi dechova. And he says, "V'amor hetter b'davar mafitz samson." Person who allow this, and the person who sells disease, and the person who sells and puts it on eBay, tikrin. They're all chaitim. They're all sinners. They're machtias rabim. They're causing the masses to sin. That's what Yosha said. He says, "Quotes the Marshal Bagniza." That you should put it in. Put it. And then he just says, by the way, if you, whenever you want to be Vabalakai, Mitzvah, Sanachas, Tefillin, Mezuzah, Megillah, Ksiva, Sefer Torah, better make sure you buy for a Sefer Mumcha, because they can give you a silk screen. You can't, it's very hard to tell the difference. A. And all these halachas, that's his Musar. But what's important for us is that Rabbi Yashav holds that you can't be Yotzei, because it's a Maisa Shvicha, that the printing today is a Maisa Shvicha. And not a maisa, not a maisa ksiva. What about haftaras? Now we know that we read haftaras in this shul, like many many good shuls, out of cloth. Sefer. Oh, I have a book, a sefer. I actually changed it when I came here. It used to be the word for the book of haftaras. I made Fagan buy a whole Tanakh. It's a big Tanakh. I don't even use that art school green book here. We use the big Tanakh. He marks it off. We'll see why in a minute. But even if we didn't do that, we don't have that, right? What are many shuls doing? They read from a Haftarah book. Or, even worse, because the art school Chumash has English, right? It's like, you know, it's like a Chumash with English. I mean, it's not like that's for sure, you know? The Lavush. The Lavush already is Maramasis. Shmuel, who's the Lavush?
Bad.
Where's he from?
From Italy.
You just say where the Bach was from. Krakow. He's in the Ramaz Beis Medrash. Uh-huh. He's really mostly a student of the Marshal or something, yeah? So, Rav Mordechai Yaffe. There's a lot of Yaffes today, even many of them are descendants. So, Lavush has. Had a guy. He found the tefillah was very tiny. T'mahasi kol yamai, right? I'm going to shul after shul, and I'm seeing they're not using cloths. Again, the yeshivas, the Mir yeshiva, Liquid yeshiva, Philadelphia yeshiva, and some of them very from the Gros shul use a cloth. But he says the Gros shul, none of them people aren't using cloths. Where are they coming from? Right? He says, any questions? The Bush doesn't give an answer. He just says tzarachin. It's clear Lavush all you have to use the cloth. And he says, Sarachin, right? What? How do you read it? I mean, the Gemara talks about the Saftarta, right? The Taz in Reish Peidal, which is where the Haftarahs are discussed, in the middle, he says, Imken afilum yuk nichtavin elam din sefer. He quotes this Gemara by Haftarta that we did in Gideon, he says, even if they're not an elam din sefer, elam mishum is las lashem. So to us, we have to have no the haftarta. I was going to report the haftarta that they did. They put it on cloth. They took the parts of Yirmiyah, the parts of Yeshaya, and they put it on a cloth. They didn't have a printing press in 2,000 years ago. These are Rabbi Rav Yosef, right? These are Marbar Rav Asher Bichon. The Gemara saw there is they did it on cloth, but they didn't do the whole Yeshua, the whole Yerimah, the whole Micha. They just put the Haftarah in order in the cloth. Because they didn't have enough people to start writing a whole set of Navi, right? But what we're doing is we're not only not doing it on, we're putting it on printed things. We saw that Taz earlier held, by the way, that a printing press is a ksiva. You maybe shouldn't do it for a get or for a sefer Torah, because there's din ksiva on that. But it's not a din ksiva on the haftarah, it's a din kri on the haftarah. So he says, Eis las la Hashem. You know, people go start doing this. And he says, he says that for that reason, you could go ahead and write it down. Okay? Write it down. So he says, and you don't have to have a whole set of Tanakh. The Magen Avraham agrees with the Taz, he adds something else. He says, maybe that's true, but he says you should at least have a whole set of Tanakh. He says, a printed Tanakh today, this is the Magen Avraham writing this in the 17th century, it's not a big acquisition. He says, better to read from a whole Tanakh than from just a printed Haftarah Sefer. It's according to Magen Avraham. He says, read it from a whole Sefer Tanakh. He says, the Kaim Tfus is, let's say we like the Marami Pano, right? He says, but it's today, it's for sure better to read from the whole thing, not the Aftarta, should read from the whole Navi and the whole Chumash. So if you're going to read for a printed material, at least read from the whole Tanakh. That way, you're getting from the whole Sefer, not just from a select Sefer, not from the art school in the back, when they put the Haftarahs and they take, that's essentially an Aftarta, right? And even the Green Book, that's what they're doing. You need a whole Tanakh. That's the Magen Avraham. That's what the Magen Avraham says. The Chassam Sofer. Who's the Chassam Sofer? We should show me some pride over here. You know the Chassam Sofer was.
Escapes me. It's from.
It's the Rebbe of your father's Rebbe. Nitra. What?
From
Pressburg. No, Moshe Sofer. Actually, Ephraim Lindenbaum is an anacol to the descendant of the Chassam Sofer. So, the Chassam Sofer says, he said, the Chol Zebichval Eis Lassus La Hashem Efer Torah Secha B'Kol Kivon the Kaim Alon. He says, that maybe you could talk about Nevi'im, this thing, but he says, that maybe if you read it from a Tanakh, but to be Yoytzi somebody else, the Chassam Sofer says, that you can't do. You can only be Yoytzi somebody else from a Kasher Sefer Torah. So the Chassam Sofer says, if you want to go ahead and read from a Tanakh, it's worth it to come for night tonight just to hear this, by the way. Says the Chassam Sofer, the only way you could be Yoytze is by you reading along. That's the pain of the Chassam Sofer. You need to read along with the Chassidim the Haftarah. Actually, if you ever go to the Chassidim and their shuls, they don't read the Haftarah. They all read it in the Chumash. Because they hold. You're not Yoytze with the Shlech Tzibur unless it's from a Tklaf. So if you're not reading from a Tklaf, everyone should read. I read the Haftarah long every week, by the way, because it's a Chassam Sofer. Not only because it's a Chassam Sofer, listen to the. Who's the Chavetz Chaim here? Judge? Mir Kahana?
Kagan.
What's his first name? Was close? So, Mir Kahana, Kagan.
Now you want to add to the first name.
Says the Mechaber. Mechaber says as follows. It's in Reish Pei Dalet. Maftirim ben Navi, b'inyana shal parsha. You should read by a Navi, the Haftarah. Read with a Navi. Said the Mishabura Aleph says, "Kasev Levush." Quotes Levush. Tamati, al shalori isin agilat lichtov Haftarah is kiten sefer. I didn't see anyone writing a Haftarah like kiten sefer. Ki anirali shein yaitzin klal. It seems to me you can't be yaitzin klal, but kriyas Haftarah. B'chumashin is false. That's the Levush we saw. It's not written kalacha. It's a printed work. The Taz and the Magen Avraham, Miashner. By the way, the Chazon Ish said like the Taz. He says he's makel like the Taz. You can use it. You know, once it's printed, he doesn't think it's a difference. Tanakh. You tell me it's printed. If you have Tanakh, it makes a difference. Once it's printed, you're not printed. You can use even a Haftarah book. The Magen Avraham holds. You should use a Tanakh. But the Taz and the Magen Avraham, the Yashva HaMinag, rather than the Shaar Tzion says, you should also do Tanakh. So the Sfilu de Afag de Tfus, even on printed, a printed book, even on hour, not on cloth, Shaloi beglila, now just not wrapped up. Motilian zem, mikomokum datsa magnavram, titsarech likros haf teremitechnavi shalom adintfas. Says the magnavram, I just said that you should read a whole Tanakh. It shouldn't be a broken up section. Veloi mitoch haf tara levad, that's not tara levad, adintfas bechumash. Chengam ken datsa ayarab, you should use a whole Tanakh. Imikomokum im elam rak haf tara, and in fact, because you just have the Haftarah like in the back of the art score, you have some printed Haftarah. Yeish, lisma chachal beret, you have what to rely on, and that's the tazin, the chazanish. Shlo levat l'kriyas l'chat Haftarah. Then he says, ach l'chat chila bevad roi v'nachon, every shul should have. Sibur nevim sh'nechta m'chlafke, then it should be like the yeshivas, like the grosh shul. Shaz gama shemas nechtam b'kdusha, ma she'en ken, which is on a nar, the shemas not written b'kdusha, even if we say it's print. That's why the Gra shall have it, and anyone follows it means she needs a Gra. Okay, Ace. He says now many places have this, and Ashrei Chacham. Later on, the Mishnah says it really should read along. Ideally, though, that's like the Chassam Sofer. Akdei Kach. I saw the back here in the Tirshu. He says if you're in a shul, they always read from a. From a cloth. So always do it from a cloth. And right now they don't have a safe with a cloth. He says that in a place where the noyag, I will not find this. But it's nice, he said, it's this quote of Shlomo Zalman and the Psalmist Chaim, which is Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, that you should wait. You should be even Tircha de Tzibura. You should delay. Because he says, let's say if you're in the Groshel, tell me if the Groshel is like Reb Gidon. How many minyan is there on Shabbos morning?
At least 10
Shabbos morning, right? So you're in the Groshel. 10 minyan. Let's say there's 6 Navis, and you don't have a Navi right now. You have to wait 20 minutes for them to finish. To get a Navi in your minyan. Okay. He says, Shlomo Zalman was machbed gadol. Even Tircha de Tzibura, you should wait to, because it's such an ease to read from a cloth. Right? The Salas Chaim held the same way, because really, l'chatchilo, to yod to all shittos, you should read it from the cloth. Right? Now, just to finish us, to wrap up, printing, you have what to be some on. Certainly, we don't write Sefer Torah, Chalila, or even Tefillah Mezuzah, because of Kesidra and other reasons. Even a get, we're machmer not to write. But when it says it didn't save, so by Haftarah we have the Taz and the Magen Avraham to rely on, even though it's best to use a cloth. It's best to use a cloth. But the Olam, certainly in the time of Lavush, even in Krakow, in the 16th century, we're using printed Sefarim. So we're not allowed. Ideally, we should be like the Chassam Sofer, we should be long. But for Megillah, what's very important is one cannot be Yotzi ever with a printed Megillah. For the reason being, is Megillah needs a Din Sefer, and a Din Sefer it's not. Right? For all the reasons we said previously, Megillah is on a higher bar, and that's why the Poskim, even the Bach, and the Beis Yosef, and all of them, they discussed it, right? The Bach said, nobody's talking about a Megillah that's printed. A Megillah needs to have Dinei Sefer Torah, and Dinei Sefer Torah don't apply to anything printed. Okay.